G is for giggles. I bet you thought I'd say G was for giantess, didn't you? Well, it can be for the giantess fetish. A person with a giantess fetish really, really likes to imagine that they are a teeny tiny man in a world of large women. And that makes me think of The Princess Bride. Yes, I'm a dork. Imagine, if you will, that your whole body was only 3 inches tall. Now think of how very tiny your cock would be. It's a whole new spin on small penis humiliation. In the giantess fetish, size is everything. I like the giantess fantasy, mostly because the idea of having a teeny tiny man crawling around in my pussy is amusing to me. Imagine being so very small that my clit is large enough, relatively speaking, to rub between both of your hands. How you could kiss and suck on my clit as though it were a really large cock. And then climb right inside me and make yourself at home. I told you G was for giggles. If you haven't figured out by now that I love to laugh and giggle, well, surprise. I'm a smartass and sarcastic, and I love to laugh a lot. Like, lots. I've had a few clients who wanted their session to be serious business, and I'm afraid they and I didn't have much chemistry. Whoops. If you're the kind of guy who doesn't mind if your mistress breaks out and giggles from time to time, or makes corny, geeky jokes when they pop into her head, then you and I will get along great. I may love serious conversations, but nothing says that serious conversation has to be dry and boring. Laugh a little. You'll live longer. For more, go check out my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or give me a call at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.